The woods around some urban areas are increasingly filled with invasive species that are crowding out the native plants. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports on a major botanical survey that looks back nearly 200 years.
University of Cincinnati biologist Dennis Conover has been surveying natural areas in southwestern Ohio. His findings so far show an alarming shift in the plant populations since the first such survey was done in the 1830s and 40s before modern development.
There were more wetlands and even some prairie and fen-like habitats, swamps, incredible deciduous forests. So, you know, the diversity of native plants at that time was almost unbelievable.
100 years later, in the 1930s and 40s, another plant survey found that many of those natural areas had been developed into roads, apartments, and neighborhoods. Now Conover is walking in the same footsteps, surveying 10 natural areas near Cincinnati that haven't been paved over, including cemeteries, parks, and preserves. He's finding that what people have been planting in their yards is flourishing in the remaining wild spaces.
But one of the most striking things that I've noticed is the huge increase in non-native invasive plants that have invaded the woodlands here in southwestern Ohio. It's very disturbing because it's very detrimental to the native plants, plus the wildlife, including the insects that depend on those native plants.
Conover finds ground cover like winter creeper and English ivy carpeting what are supposed to be natural areas. He's found more than 50 species of plants that are believed to have moved from yards and gardens into the woods. He explains that plants like amber honeysuckle produce pretty white flowers and berries to decorate yards, but in the woods they inhibit the growth of other plants.
Once it gets going in the woods, it just keeps spreading and spreading, and it literally takes over.
Conover says that at one Cincinnati nature preserve, there was an effort to clear out honeysuckles, and they saw the native species bounce back.
You can make a difference.
But he says this kind of effort needs to be done before the seeds from the native plants are gone forever. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.